Hello, I'm Steve Davis. Welcome to this podcast for Australia's National Centre for Vocational Education Research. Skill sets are a grouping of one or more competencies below the level of a full qualification. They meet a client's skills needs, such as a licensing or compliance requirement, or specific knowledge in an emerging area, and are usually sufficient to enable students to perform job tasks and functions. But does this option of just acquiring skill sets mean fewer students are progressing on to complete full or whole qualifications, something seen by many as the very foundation of the VET sector? One of the authors of the paper Workforce Skills Development and Engagement in Training Through Skill Sets is Kay Bowman from Kay Bowman Consulting. I began by asking her to set out the context of this debate over the role of skill sets in VET and why the research was needed.
In 2011, Skills Australia put out a report about the Skills for Prosperity and a Future Roadmap for Vocational Education and Training. And they looked into the issue of skill sets and received a range of different views on the benefits of skill sets and the desirability of having skill sets in the vocational education training system. They could see that they were good for flexibility and allowing people to just do just-in-time, just-for-me, just-enough training. But there was this concern, as Steve expressed, about whether skill sets would erode the number of people that went on to do qualifications. And because qualifications are so important to people in terms of their future income prospects, and there's a lot of data that shows this, Skills Australia were left unable to provide a clear policy direction forward. We know that they might meet a range of needs, the skill sets, including as a pathway to qualifications, as a tool for workforce development in enterprises, and also as a mechanism for skill top-ups, particularly for existing workers. But we had no evidence of any sort to be able to refute or support the various claims that have been made. And that's why we undertook this particular piece of research. It's a first ever to focused around skill sets and provides the start of an evidence base in this area to help future national policy development.
Now, can we look at the case study that was the centre of this research and what made it such a good candidate?
It was a good candidate because there was data able to be accessed and analysed. The problem at the moment is that we do not have data sets easily accessible around skill sets. The way the systems are set up, many people who intend only to do a skill set have to actually enrol in a full qualification, because that's the way the administration systems work, in order for them to do just the skill set. What New South Wales TAFE had done was develop this rural production studies statement of attainment skill set, and you could enrol in it, so everyone knew from the start that that's what people were doing, that they were enrolling with the intent of just doing a skill set. And it is one of the few data sets that we are aware of. It does quite require some manipulation. So that's why we set out to look at that particular area.
And what were the main findings that we can glean from that particular case study?
Well, I think the very important main finding is that we found that skill sets do contribute towards people becoming keen to do vocational education and training, and many of those that had done a skill set in the rural production studies as their first ever introduction into vocational education training, formal vocational education training, did go on and complete a full qualification. And that is probably one of the biggest areas that people have been concerned about, as to making sure that individuals who have not a previous qualification didn't end up doing just skill sets, which do mean that they can have a fragmented work future, because a skill set, as you indicated, allows you to do a particular task or function of a job, but it doesn't allow you to do the full job. That's what qualifications are all about. The way that they, units of competency are combined to create a qualification, give person a very rounded set of learning outcomes to be able to do a whole occupation, and these are just for skill sets. So our critical important finding was that skill sets can and often are used as a building block to a full qualification. And that's an important finding, because many people were thinking that we should not allow individuals who have not previously got a qual to undertake skill sets, in because of the thinking about the need for them to potentially gain a qualification. And so that is a critical first finding. Another finding was about the flexibility, though, of skill sets. They've got very strict rules around them. In fact, the skill sets in training packages are prescribed. They're definite combinations of competencies that need to be done to equal the skill set. There's no room for electives. The skill set equals A, B and C. The skill sets that we looked at have been developed by the registered training organisation TAFE New South Wales. And these are flexible constructs. A person in these skill sets that we looked at can enrol, and they can pick and choose combinations of unit competencies that suit their specific skill needs. And this flexibility we found was rather great. We found that we had around about 1,000 students who had done the rural production skill sets. And we found that they had done about 270 different combinations. So when the student was able to combine the skill set or combine units as they chose to meet their specific needs, 270 different combinations were used by those students. And it was across a number of about 27 different job functions. And we were a little concerned that the current policy around skill sets, with its prescriptive approach in the training packages, may in fact be doing the opposite to what skill sets are there to do, and that is to be responsive to changing labour market needs and to be flexible and able to suit the various individuals and their starting points.
Kay, what are the implications of those findings to the vet sector, and in particular national skill sets policy and practice as a whole?
We have shown that skill sets of all kinds are of potential benefit, and we think that we need a policy that is going to cover all together. We also think that there's a need for this flexibility in the structure of skill sets, and so we're a little concerned about the prescribed nature of the ones in training packages, and we're wondering whether therefore there's a different way of going about the recording and reporting and registration in relation to skill sets, because at the moment we've had skill sets in training packages proliferate. There's over 900 of them that have been introduced over the last 2 or 3 years, and none of these are coded. And the idea is, they think, to code every individual skill set separately. And we're suggesting a different approach where you enrol. If your intent is to do a skill set, you actually enrol in the skill set rather than in a full qualification. And that way we know what the intent is, and that way we can better monitor what is going on below the level of qualification in the vocational education training system. So we think that we've got some advice about a way to code and record and report these things that is a more general way than coding every individual skill set separately. We think you could code them up at an industry sector level and an AQF level, and that would probably be enough, and we could do that fairly quickly. And so we can actually obtain the further evidence that is required to take the policy forward. We do think that we also need to be very conscious of skill sets in the way the vet system is funded, because you can artificially have skill sets, incentives for them created when you want that to occur, but you also want people to go on to full qualifications. So our advice is that we think people should be less concerned about skill sets replacing qualifications. We've shown evidence that skill sets actually can lead people into the VET system, engage them, and then that they do go on to full qualifications training, and that's an important finding. They also do top-ups, you know, use skill sets after they've got a qualification, which everyone is much more comfortable with because the qualification is there, they know their full occupation. So we're suggesting that a re-look at the policy a little bit, looking at the flexibility of the skill sets being offered, and also about the response time, because in the training package skill sets, they go through the same process as does the full qualifications in those, and the review process does take a lot of time. Whereas if you take a more flexible approach and allow the individuals to mix and match their units of competency, that can be a much quicker response rate to the requirements, because usually these skill sets are here and now things. We need it now because there's a change in work, occupational work and health and safety. We need it now because we have to think more about a sustainable energy future, and we need to understand that. There's a change in legislation. We need it now. And the process through the training packages of the skill sets at the moment with their prescription is taking a long time. So it's sort of counterproductive to have a long lead time to produce a skill set when what they're actually about is being responsive and a more immediate reply to changes in the labour market conditions.
Thanks for listening to this podcast produced by the National Centre for Vocational Education Research. If you'd like to download Workforce Skills Development and Engagement in Training through Skill Sets, visit our website www.ncver.edu.au.